In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hair, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck, you're going to make me come.
Continues to be a reoccurring joke.
Indeed. And it's never going to go away. We're going to make sure. This is going to be the first shirt we ever make. Fuck, you're going to make me come. Oh, fuck yeah. And then, oh, fuck, you're going to make me come. Yeah,
that's me fucking if the Dodgers go to the World Series. Like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to come.
Oh, fuck yeah, Shohei, you're going to make me come. Damn.
That was me on bobblehead days.
Oh, when, yeah.
Whenever Shohei had a bobblehead, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to come.
Anyways, well, we can talk about that more on Chirpin' from the Pine, the Game Rage Sports Podcast.
Chirpin' from the Pine.
But in case you forgot, this is Panel to Panel, where we talk about comics.
No, it's not. It's fucking...
Oh, shit, you're right. It's movie TV.
Game Rage, movies and TV.
This is movies and TV, man. I'm so confused. Anyways, this is movies and TV, actually, where we talk about fucking movies and TV things.
Well, thank you for spelling that out for us.
Hey, it's not a problem. Hey, listen, man. Some of the people that follow us are fucking stupid. Just like that guy who emailed us. So you can find more out about that on the BFN show if you
want to
hear more.
Game Rage Movies and TV, where we try to sell you fucking burgers or something.
Game Rage Movies and TV, where we talk about food. Anyways, I'm Josh. He's Adam. If you want to check out more of our shit, you can follow us on YouTube at Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, and subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter.com/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And if you like music, go listen to the All Gas No Trash podcast. Also, you can follow Frank on Anime_Syndicate_podcast on Instagram. If you want to hear more of that, you can check out the Anime Syndicate podcast.
Indeed, Reno.
And today we're going to be talking about Severance episode number 7, Defiant Fucking Jazz.
What an episode.
This was a good one.
So we have Mark meeting up with the ex-employee of Lumen, Vergabi, and it's back at his old campus that Mark used to work at as a teacher. Life prior to working for Lumen. Why do you think that's just like a coincidence that ended up happening for something... Do you think it's like a...
No, I think there's a grand design for all this. I think people were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, with the revelation that we get at the end of the episode, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that people were chosen in advance, mm-hmm. and that they needed her and probably like Miss Casey or whatever, and then probably something to do with him as well. Mm-hmm. So they orchestrated a faking of her death, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Or they clone people. I don't know. I mean, I do think that there is a grand design as to who is allowed to work there and who's not.
I feel like it's probably that Lumen's like a Jehovah's Witness thing where they badger you into becoming part of the... or they take the people that are most susceptible,
mm-hmm.
like they maybe manipulate some portion of your life. If you have a wife, maybe they accidentally kill your wife so that you're more susceptible to coping with reality by signing up for this severance program, getting paid, and then having your brain turned off for
8 hours of the day.
So, but I don't know. I don't know if that's actually how it fucking works out. But anyways, we're talking about Defiant Jazz, issue number 7. And like I said, we started off with Mark ending up back into his old stomping grounds of being a teacher. And then you have Grainer, who's the...
security guy, head of security.
The finger. Yeah, the finger for spying on people outside of Lumen, outside their jobs. What else you got?
Vergabi comes from behind and kills this dude.
Right.
Beats the shit out of him with like a baseball bat. And basically takes his access card, gives it to Mark, and says, make sure your innie has it. He'll know what to do with it. Implying that she knows what goes on inside of there, like obviously, right?
Mm-mm.
And so then We get Cobell showing up to Mrs. Selvig to help with the breast feeding or whatever. And Devin is telling, which is Mark's sister, she's telling her that she thinks that she might have been severed, like, during childbirth or whatever.
The woman that he met.
Yeah, the woman that she met at the thing, what's that called? The fucking, I don't know, the birthing retreat place, or whatever. Yeah. And so that basically you don't have to, like, deal with the pains of, like, childbirth and whatnot. And which, again, that makes sense, right? Like, rich people would use this to do that. But then also, once you fucking have that in your brain, like...
Anything's on the table.
Man. Yeah, anything's on. Especially now that we know that they can turn you off and turn you on at will, essentially.
Yeah, the crazy part is it's like the person that's her husband is setting up some kind of Senate bill or something to propose in Congress to make severance legal throughout
just
the
entire... Have, yeah.
So the methods in which they're doing it, it's like... you're selling people severance as if it were a benefit to people for certain circumstances, right? Not really understanding that you can be manipulated altogether. Like, you're not even in control of your own body or even your own mind for that matter. And that, like, it's like a government official or a senator or even like a representative earmarking some type of bill. It's saying, like, oh, let's pass severance, and then it's got all these little fine prints and shit that,
yeah,
like, we don't actually know what's gonna happen, but it's, for on the surface, it's like, oh, we can use severance to help people with pregnancy, or we can use it for certain circumstances, and then it just opens up all this chaos afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, back in the Lumen offices, we get Milchek bringing in a music dance experience for Helly as the department prize because she reached 75% refinement. And then fucking Bert looks at the, or not Bert, Irving looks at the thing and goes, but she's only reached 72% refinement. And he's just like, shut up, Bert, or shut up, Irving, you fucking asshole. Like, we're doing this now. And so she goes and she, you know, gets to pick a song and like, a dance move or something like that. And so then she chooses Defiant Jazz. And so then you get this, like, it's this, like, weird fucking music, man, which it's cool because the music in the show is really good, like the score or whatever. And this is just another example of that. And so they're doing this, like, weird dancing shit, and Dylan's sitting there and he's like, yeah, I'm not doing this. Milchek, like, knowing, and this is what's crazy, Milchek knowing what... Like,
he knows.
And he's literally behind him, like, snapping his fingers. Like, he's in his face fucking doing all this weird dancing shit. And Dylan just snaps and just fucking grabs him and takes him to the ground. And he's like, tell me his name. I need to know about the kid.
Where is he? Yeah.
And he bites him. And he's like, Dylan, you bit me. And he's like, and you broke the skin. Oh. And then he fucking leaves. He's like, I have to report this to Miss Cobell. And then he fucking leaves, right? And then they're like, dude, what the fuck was that about? And he's like, they can turn us on outside. He's like, huh? He's like, he spills the beans and tells them everything about, like, they turned me on yesterday. I woke up in my closet, basically. And it's something called the overtime contingency. And basically, they're like, hey, why don't we go on a trip to try to, like, figure out, let's go, let's keep mapping or keep finding shit or whatever, right? It's something like that. And so then they go they're gonna go find the security office. And so immediately Irving fucking basically, because that's what happens, Mark finds that card in his pocket because they all go in the storage closet to talk about this, and he pulls out, he's like, oh, what the fuck is the head of security's fucking thing in my pocket for? And they're like, I don't know, but fuck it, let's use it. And so he's like, yeah, fuck it, let's go to the security office. He's like, oh, I think I know where that's at. And so then they're gonna go try to find it.
This is after the fact that they installed new security doors.
Oh, so yeah,
they
can so keep he them opens in. It with the key card so they can get out. And basically fucking Bert or not Bert, Irving fucks straight off. I have to go check on Bert, and he immediately, sorry, he's like, dude, we're doing this together, and he's like, I'm sorry, I have to go find my gay lover. I can't, you guys. I can't. And so then he fucks off and leaves. And so basically, they find the security office, and they find this, like, they see that, oh, they have the overtime contingency thing, and so she finds, Helly finds this book, and it's like a manual with all these fucking different, like, procedures in it. And so she finds overtime contingency, and she's like, huh. She's like, well, she's like, you know what? It looks like it's a two-man operation, and Dylan's like, no, I'll stay. He's like, I already did it once, so he's like, it's fair enough that you guys get to do it. And so she's like, well, it looks like it's a two-man job, and he's like, well, that's convenient because I have the strength of two men. And then she's like, I don't know if it's necessarily a matter of that. It's like they're too far apart. Mm. And he's like, nah, he's like, I'll make it work. And then something, I forget what something happens, but then they end up having to book it out of there. And so then that's when she rips out the page and she's like, here, like, so you can fucking do it. And he's like.
And I think Dylan tells him, like, be prepared for any situation. You could literally be driving and knowing that these people have never driven before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or he's like, you might be meeting people that you don't even know who the fuck they are. So just try to play it cool when you're on the outside, because you're going to end up being you on the in the outside world.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically, after that, we cut to Irving over at O&D, and he finds out that it's Bert's retirement party, and he's going to be retiring. And basically, outside Bert, fucking gives a little video about, oh, you know, I don't know any of you, but I'm sure we had a great time, and it was all great, and, you know, thanks, goodbye. And that's, like, the end of it, and then...
Well, Irving's pissed because he's like, dude, you're gonna send him to go fucking die, being retired.
Yeah, right,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Milchek's like, no, you can go ahead and stay at this party. It's all square or whatever. He's like, man, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But... I'm curious, man. Like, when they retire people, if they actually, if some people actually get retired, like,
well, that means you die.
Yeah, because Bert, as we find out in like episode 8,
yeah,
he's alive.
Right.
But like, for some people, they're problematic if they just get taken care of.
Yeah, they just die
or repurposed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, basically, we get, after this, we get Mark, fucking that chick Alexa, she visits him or whatever, she's at his house or something, and he's just like, he basically fucking freaks her out, because he's like, because earlier he was like, she's like, oh, do you want me to leave? And he's like, maybe, like, you know, I don't know, because, like, he doesn't fucking know, he's still dealing with the death of his wife or whatever, I guess, and, like, now he's fucking this chick, and, you know, it's things are getting muddy, so he doesn't really know what the fuck he wants. And so then he's like, no, look, here, fine. Talk about her, don't talk about her, whatever. Look, like, here's a picture. Oh, he fucking rips up this picture of her. And then she ends up telling him to fuck off anyways, and she just leaves. And that's when we get the big reveal at the end of the episode, when he's putting the picture back together, and it's Miss Casey, the lady who's, like, the psychiatrist inside of Lumen.
Yep.
That's his wife, who's dead. But she's not
seemingly
dead. Seemingly dead, but she's not dead. She's clearly chilling at fucking Lumen, doing some bullshit. So who the fuck knows where this is going to go? And again, it just raises more questions. Is it cloning? Is that what they're doing? Or is it, like I said, faking people's, the people are chosen who to be, and then who's most susceptible to this? Maybe there's, like, some kind of psychological panel that they do, or maybe it's a genetic thing. Maybe there's something, like, genetically that makes you able to accept this better or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe there's people that are predetermined who they want, and then they figure out some way to get them. And so, like, instead of, you can't, like, kill his wife, because his wife, once you say she's dead, she can't go back out in the real world. So if you kidnap her and just sever her and give her this personality inside, basically where she never leaves, then you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if even his wife's death was staged. Because they made it seem like it was a car crash or something.
Right, something like that, yeah.
Because there's like a memorial by a tree that he goes and visits every so often. So it's like, did his wife die naturally and they just scooped up the body and they put a severance personality in her? Or did they just straight up abduct her and create, like, the police created a whole story that she died and they don't even know where her body is or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. There's like so many possibilities leading into season two for, like, all the questions. There's a lot of questions to be had within season one that, I mean, fuck, it doesn't look like we're going to get the answers for within this one fucking season.
Yeah. So Which is great because season two is coming out, you know, January 17th of 2025, which is in just a few short months here.
Yeah.
So we will hopefully get some answers, but in season two. But anyways,
also I just wanted to bring up a quick point. The I think this by far is probably the best issue to have because I don't even know if there's really a central character. I think probably the four characters, Irving, Holly, and Dylan, and Mark, probably being the main characters, right?
Right. Yeah.
This to me was the strongest display of filling out Irving, who was kind of like a Lumen faithful. Somebody that like lived by the Bible of Lumen essentially, and then having his spirit broken, like his own faith of within Lumen, or rather in Lumen,
shaken,
and like he's like, fuck that, I love Bert and these guys fucked me over, I'm down with bringing
Lumen down.
And then
Dylan,
man, I think Dylan is like probably the most compelling, even more so than Mark, dude. I think I like Dylan more than probably any character.
Yeah,
especially with finding out that his son, he actually has a son.
Yeah,
in the outside world.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Man, that'd just be crazy. But this is the seeds of rebellion have now been planted, sowed, and are sprouting amongst all of the people in there.
I love the fact that Rickon is like the Karl Marx, like within in Lumen, dude. Like that this like, communist manifesto ended up in the any world and. Now this is like the start of the rebellion because of this bastard's book.
Yeah, this is a shitty book that he wrote on self-help or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, that'll be the end of it. Stay tuned for the next episode where we talk about Severance episode number 8.
We're getting towards the finale. Yep,
getting towards the finale. And then we're going to have to find something new to watch.
That's true.
But anyways, if you want to hear more of our stuff, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube. Where you can like, comment, and subscribe. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. All right, that's it for us. Catch you guys on the next one.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.